Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's Lee Kwai Lau with the LFAM Streamers Podcast, and we are here to bring you another episode of the LFAM Streamers Podcast. You have been waiting for something amazing to happen, and I found something. I had to go to the moon and back to find these guys, but I guess what? We found them. It wasn't easy because I had to get Thou Must Game into a spacesuit, but we pulled it off. 6'4", Texan. You know, this dude's a giant. But I want to give a huge shout out to Sneak Energy. Much love to them and Secret Labs. You guys are amazing sponsors. And we are going to talk today with an amazing group, the Hover Guys. All right. So if you guys don't realize what is going on, this is a new app that has come to the mainstream. And this thing is blowing up. It is blowing up. If you guys are familiar with Clutch, the gaming app to upload clips and stuff, it was nice, but it was not on the level of what this app is. And I'm super excited to have these individuals because I'm telling you right now, from an IT point of view, you guys know I have IT degrees. You guys know I'm a super nerd who did extreme sports and put my life on the line. Why? Because I'm a geek with attitude. But in real sense, let's talk about this amazing app. Thou, can you say anything negative about this app?
I've tried real hard. I took it apart, put it back together. It's phenomenal.
It is. It's phenomenal. Guys, welcome. We got Xander here and Jay. Welcome.
What's going on? Thank you for having us, if anything.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
I'm honored to have you guys here because the love and sweat and tears that you guys have put into this app, I could tell you guys have really cared about what you are doing with this thing. Let's start off with how did this come to be?
Sure. So, funny enough, so the original idea for the app was spawned from me and Jake essentially playing video games. I'm not sure if you've ever seen Hover Jake, but Hover Jake serves as my partner or original founder with myself. So we originally came up with it. We worked together in our boring office job. He still works there. I don't anymore, just as a little context. But, he came to me and said, hey, do you find that you're sharing clips with your friends in like group chat? And we spoke about it more over a game of like a few games of Fortnite, where I carried him, whatever it is. And then, that kind of like was the original idea where, we just wanted a place that we could post gaming clips that, it isn't TikTok, it isn't Instagram, somewhere that people actually want to post it and eventually, link the whole ecosystem together where, you have these undiscovered users on Twitch, whatever it may be, and, give them that chance to shine and like maybe be the next big thing. That was like the whole vision right there.
Smart.
Yeah,
You're right. Twitch doesn't have a SEO in place that actually helps content creators really get noticed. Mm-mm. And the first thing I noticed from your app, which was amazing, was the dumb placement on where you decided to put the Twitch icon for the follow. Mm-hmm. And I think the location is brilliant because naturally, instinctively, it's right where you would want it to be if you wanted to follow somebody when you were scrolling through, looking at the different clips of gamers and content creators uploading on the app.
Yeah.
Perfect placement.
Yeah. We placed it right next to the our own follow button. And, that was actually a controversial decision to make. I think we're probably one of the only social media platforms that provide you a follow button for another application, which is, technically a rule breaker because you're like, why are you trying to guide people to other places? But we know that that's ultimately what people are looking for, especially who join our app. People either join our app and they stream on Twitch or any other streaming platform, but we're focusing on Twitch right now, or they view streams on Twitch and they are interested in gaming content. Ideally, they're one of those two people.
Yep.
Man, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I got to tell you, the PC aspect of being able to take your clips from Twitch and in a matter of minutes, drag and drop over into the PC upload format so that you could go to your mobile device, click cloud and upload that clip. Again, nailed it. I've been saying that that needed to be done easier. And when I saw how you did it, I absolutely loved that. So whoever thought of that, another brilliant concept. Because sometimes when you would try to upload PC clips, you would have you'd run into a situation that just wouldn't work. I have not had that situation with you guys. It's so easy, user friendly.
I appreciate it. You know, there's certain, I'd have to attribute that to Jay, actually, the Twitch clip stuff. I think, you know, we were talking about, you know, I actually was thinking about this privately too, which is that people who, when you get something clipped on Twitch, it doesn't necessarily like get blown up or anything. It's really just a moment that like maybe you can look back on, or you can like post to Twitter or something, but it's not the same. Like there's, you can have a viral Twitch clip and it will never be known that like it should have blown up or whatever it may be. So, you know, talking to Jay and just saying like, hey, like we get stuff like clipped all the time on Twitch, should just be able to grab that and post it. And, you know, it makes a lot of sense. Sooner or later, hopefully it's not the clip cloud and it'll be posting straight. But, you know, that's just some technical limitations that we have right now. We don't have the technology currently.
Right. Now, from your aspect, you literally found this before me, and he actually turned it on to me. So I gotta thank him, because it's been a game changer. I've already noticed a huge difference in it, just from using it temporarily. And I'm really grateful to establish such a nice relationship with you guys, because again, I strongly believe in it. I know how hard it is to start something from the ground up. Me and Thal have been there, and we absolutely think you twice. Guys have all the potential in the world. Yeah, literally twice. Coming from Mixer, right? Coming from Mixer. Right. And you know, it's having a solid team and team members you guys could count on. And you, the endless days, the sleepless nights, you know, it all comes to be, you know, nothing comes easy. And I got to tell you, Thal, thanks for turning me on to it. And, you know, man, the app itself, the referral program that you guys have embedded too is amazing. There's not too many referral programs out there that instantly start to captivate their audience in a reward system. And you guys do that right off the bat. Again, a game changer, you know, and brilliant, whoever thought of that.
That one, I saw you smile. That one's Jay. That's why he was just...
I have all the good ideas. We've had actually a couple of people hit 100 referrals in what, 10 days?
But yeah, no, actually, it was technically seven. Technically, yeah, seven days. People hit 100.
Just because people are grinding it, which is so... That's a shout out to them, you know. It's so impressive.
It's unbelievable. But we weren't even necessarily expecting that kind of show out. And then, you know, we had three, we haven't posted the updated leaderboards yet, but we had three people who flew by 100 within a week, which is, I think, record setting.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
So the reason I feel like y'all didn't expect that is because like you're too close to your light. Like this is a really, really, really big deal. From somebody on the outside looking in, I'm doing like this. It's a really big deal, man. Y'all are killing it. Y'all are killing it and giving it life at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it. Yeah. I never heard that term, too close to light. You're saying like we're getting like blinded essentially by what we're doing. Like,
well, I'm saying that you can't see how big the light is because you're so close to it. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. We were just having that conversation. Jay and I were meeting with our developers. They were like, dude, they were like, so people are actually using this. And we're like, people are using this. I'm like, we just had like a few, like hundreds of posts, like just within like the last like few hours. Like, what are you talking about? Of course,
because we had some downtime, didn't we? Like half midnight EST.
Dude,
and we were like, no one's using the app at this time of night. And within the first minute, there was like 5-6 people like, yo, the app's down. Yo, the app's down. We're like,
hey, can you fix this? And we're like, yeah, we're kind of trying to fix it right now. But, you know, the team that was on it was like, does it actually act like that? I'm like, yeah, it's all the time. I don't think they realize, like, I'm fixing like phone numbers for people right now. Like, I serve as support. But, you know, it's only because, you know, you just got to do what you got to do right now.
Yeah.
Ideally, obviously, we don't run into bugs where you need support. that's another discussion. but people are most definitely using it, and that's what the crazy part is. I think we got distracted because when we first were like really grinding it out, we were like creating the initial feature set to like launch, right? And we did like an alpha, and at first nobody picked it up, but you know, it's because we had to understand like how do you like seed a social media, because you need people who are going to create and you need people who are going to watch. Yep. And which one do you get first? So that's what spawned the funny enough, that's what spawned the top 16, because that at least is an incentive to create, right? So you at least can like start in one place, which is crazy, because now obviously like we have tons of challenges going on. We work with tons of people. It's been unbelievable so far.
It's been crazy, isn't it?
It's like, it's awesome to see, because it's, you know, normally when you see an app come out, I gotta admit, it's really buggy. But I've been in a Discord. I've seen how you guys reply to the members of the app, and it is like in real time. Sometimes I'm like, do these guys eat? You know, like I'll see someone put a question and somebody's replying like instantly. And I'm like, man, these guys are seriously, you got better customer service than AT&T and Verizon. it's fire. Knowing where you're going and how this came to be, did you guys envision replacing Clutch at any moment? Or is this just a fresh idea from your own self that you know, some people,
about?
Yeah, some people like have a vision because they used a product before, you know, like I always wonder about that, because like, you know, some people just always had this idea, you know, that they wanted to get out.
Yeah. So in this case, it was an original idea. The thing is, it was started from the idea that Jake and I, So this was during peak Fortnite time. So when everybody, you remember the phenomena where people were posting a Snapchat, all their Victory Royale screens?
Yeah. Like
everybody would do that. They would get a Victory Royale and they'd take a picture of it on Snapchat and they started flexing it. And, you know, there were clips too of people like, you know, dominating other people, whatever it is. And he was like, he brought up, he's like, yeah, like my friend sent it in a group chat. I'm like, me too. Like I have tons of group chats that I'm in that people are posting Fortnite, but none of them will post it to their actual social media. You know, nobody will actually like flex it. And, you know, there was some good stuff there. You know, some of my friends are known as good. And we were like, we should just make a place that you can post that. That was like the core original. Then we ended up learning about Clutch, and you know, there's some other competitors like Metal, who I think Metal's doing great, which, you know, good for them. Clutch obviously fell out. But you know, we all have like different takes on it. I think our thing is like we want to help those who are like trying to make it. Is the main thing. Like that's our thing, is like we want to help the people who want to be known for gaming or being funny while like playing games, or you know, they just do just chatting or whatever it is. But you know, it's kind of all been encompassed in just like the gaming sphere, and we want to just help everybody win. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, I definitely see that happening, because you finally gave creators, even the small guys, and I'm talking in the masses, a stepping stone. And right. A stepping stone is much needed for success, or for content creators to get noticed. It could be that one clip that goes viral, that one right. clip. And because of your app, that exposure could change everything for them.
Yeah. You know, the thing for me that really sold it for me is I was helping a friend try to grow his stream, and I do what you call a scroll page check or a scroll check, where you choose a game. And you see how many times you have to scroll to get to somebody who has 5 viewers. And if it takes long enough that you're literally going to get bored, or probably, you know, more than like 2 or 3 pages, then you're not going to get the random click, and you're probably just not going to make it, you know? And it's like the sad reality of it. And he was trying to choose what game to play. He's like, I want to play Fortnite. I'm like, dude. And this was also around peak Fortnite time. I'm like, that's impossible. You can't stream, have 1 or 2 viewers and blow up. Like, it's very, that's like, you have a better chance of winning the lottery right now, I think. Let's be real.
Yep.
You know, I wanted to, you know, the whole concept is how do you get past that five viewer mark? Because that's like the real like little seed start point that lets you like grow your brand a little bit. And, you know, that kind of is what we can help you do, no matter what game you play on, is like we'll show that you're live. You get Twitch followers. You'll get a notification, obviously, if they go live. And people come to your stream and they'll boost that number 1, 2, 3, which is, you know, a multiplier for somebody who's small, which is great.
It is. It's already helped. I can tell you right now, you've already helped so many with your ideas, guys. Jay, that brain of yours, whatever you got in there,
just
that ticker, that thing is working so good, and the ideas have been brilliant. And honestly, what's amazing about success, and we all are huge fans about this, is the karma that you put out there, you receive it back tenfold. And mm-hmm. you guys are putting something in somebody's, you're helping so many open a door. And you're helping them take those steps, those initial steps. And I, you know, that you're gonna get rewarded for that. I see it happening.
And one thing that I have not seen on the app, because it's something I look for, I haven't seen any toxicity, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine having a social media app and it's not dripping with just like yuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just scroll like. Okay, that's cool. Scroll, like, I'm looking for it. Oh, man, it's not there. It's not there. It's like an ice cream shop. Like, you know what I'm saying? All the flavors are good. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's no toxicity on there.
The Discord community is just like that as well. And I got it. I've been in there for a good minute really looking at everything. And from the new members to community chat to uploading clips to sharing their desktop setups, like there's so much I've seen, even the customer side aspect of, hey, there's a problem. You know, can you look at this? I'm having a problem doing this with the app. And it's like, boom, boom, boom. There's nothing toxic about it. I mean, granted, things are going to happen in stream. There's times where we have to reboot our stream midstream because it freezes. You know, or
familiar with that.
Lightning, yeah, or lightning strikes that. Twice in one place, or Jay also says it's not going to happen this time, and he jinxed himself.
I would never say that.
You know, like, but it is, the community has been phenomenal, and I think that in itself will show a significant amount of growth just by having your community believe in you and the community knowing that it's non-toxic. And if you guys are watching this and you want to be part of something amazing, you need to go ahead and download this app. I'm going to include that link not only in the notes and all that stuff. It's going to be everywhere, so you guys could get going with this app if you haven't already. It really is phenomenal. What do you see, Dow? I know you had some questions, so I'm going to let you ask some. Before I let Dow take over a little bit on the question, I want to ask you one quick one. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the app as far as the jump over the summer? Because summer's a huge time. A lot of kids are home. Summer's come to an end. You're going into Christmas. I know you got something up your sleeve, but I don't want you to give it. I just want to say, where do you see the growth of the app? And as far as number wise, I honestly kind of said it before. I can see you guys growing by 10,000, 15,000. Before fall.
This is not something that we've not spoke like numbers, have we, Xander, to be honest? We know we've got some real big, this weekend in particular is exciting for us. But it'd be interesting to see where you think we're going to go, Xander, because I've got a figure. So you say yours and I'll say mine.
So it all depends on the event that will be announced this weekend, which is what Jay's referring to. I'm not going to necessarily spoil what it is just yet, but I could imagine. So from here, what are we at? Like 15?
You were at 15, yeah.
Yeah. I'd say we'd be at 30 total. That's Ooh, my goal.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like that's our like, holy crap. Like, excuse my language, by the way.
Oh, you're good.
That like, wow, we have something that works and that we can recycle and go through. And then like, we have all these auxiliary things that we're going to like build up and do better and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that would be unbelievable. Not to be cocky that I think we could double our number. I just know that like, the scale of what we want to do and the previous reaction to it.
What do you think, Jay? What's the number?
What we say in end of summer is end of September.
We'll say mid-September. Mid-September.
Oh, okay. I think doubling it is good. I'm going to go with 40,000, if I'm honest.
Oh, they got something big.
You're crazy.
I know.
I'm not crazy.
I want to know.
Man, hold up.
Yeah.
I personally reckon we're going to be at 80,000 by the end of the year.
But. I love it. Hey, guys, everybody listening, let's help them get there. We need you, our supporters, our community out there. Let's help them get to that number because the app is really that good. Even if you don't play video games, seeing some of the content that people make, from hilarious content to amazing shots to pulling off some amazing squad wipes, there's some amazing content that you'll find interesting. And trust me, it's a lot more positive than what you're seeing on news stations. You'll definitely like it. I believe the community out there could get them to it.
Yeah, the thing about it is, for everybody who doesn't play video games that's listening right now, you have no idea how substantially important moderators are just members of the community. Like, from people who come from a sports background, like, yeah, you got the sports mom, the sports dad that's always there with the orange slices and stuff like that. Streamers need that too. You know what I mean? Just somebody in chat that they can count on, rely with, and vibe. Like, that's a really big deal. And just like, not to get too crazy, but I know a lot of people feel alone sometimes. If you scroll down on Twitch, Facebook, Glimmish, whatever have you, and you find that person that got one viewer, I promise you ain't gonna feel alone for long. You know what I mean? That person's gonna be so happy to see you. You're gonna be happy to see them. And that in and of itself, oh, we got a doggo. He got the puppy. He got the puppy.
He's always there. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That's golden crazy. Retriever.
Yeah.
He is indeed a golden retriever.
I would let mine in the room, but I have a wolf. He doesn't always listen. Don't get a wolf. Don't get a wolf, guys.
Oh, man. So how did you two meet?
I actually got referred to the app by someone that was already on it. And he told me to enter the top 16. I made it to the top 16 and it was really late. So I'm from the UK and at the time, I think the show started at 1 a.m. on a Sunday. And I was like, I'm not staying up for that. I just can't be bothered. And I think I came like second or something. And this was before we had second, third, fourth place prizes. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, I only missed out. And like, I wasn't there. My community wasn't there. So I re-entered. And a couple of weeks later, I made it to top 16 again because there wasn't that many users on the app at the time. I probably wouldn't make it at all now. And
You'd get smacked.
Yeah, I probably would get smacked. And my clip won. So that got my community pretty invested. Definitely through season one, my community were heavily like there. They are still now, but
they're
not in the top 16. Yeah, they're not in the top 16 as much as what they were.
Yeah.
But again, that's because of how many are there. And then, what was his name? X1?
You could call him David or X1 the Gamer, yeah.
Yeah, so X1 the Gamer, who was the original host, was leaving for, like, he had a job and all that type of stuff, didn't he? So it was, life was just in the way. And these guys, Xander and Jake, were just taking auditions. So I sent them a 60-second audition and a huge email as to why I should get the job. And I got the job, and now, I don't know, I seem to run everything. Xander,
why,
about me.
Why do you want to join? That's my question.
Why did I want to join?
Yeah.
I don't even know now. I think it was just, for me personally, at the time, it was exposure. It completely changed now why I'm part of it. So to begin with, I joined because it was exposure and I could see the app potentially blowing up. And I was like, cool, if you're the host of something like this, people can get to know you. And then the more I worked with Xander and Jake, the more I saw their vision. And I feel personally I helped guide the vision a bit, especially with streamers, especially with our last Next Top Streamer.
Was that a little dig at some of the other stuff we're going to look at in the future?
No, that wasn't, but we can take that. No, not at all. Not at all. But I think it's always good having someone look out, looking in. And then, I don't know. We just took on more and more, and it was, we should do this. And I was like, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Yeah. And now Xander just gets me working about 20 hours a day.
Jay and I really don't sleep too much.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
you're excited. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's like having the passion and being excited is, man, life is different, isn't it? When you got like that pot of gold in your hand, you know what I'm saying? Like got that lightning in the bottle.
And it's so good. I think one of my favorite things now is as people are getting to know the app a little bit more, we are so busy and we don't get to game that much and we don't get to jump in streams as much as what we'd like because we're doing, you know, social media. We've got meetings with new creators, like literally straight after this podcast, I've got one with a company, which hopefully we're going to manage to work with. It's so full on top of like normal life that when we do actually go jump in someone's stream and, you know, we'll do it together normally, we'll have like spare 10, 15 minutes. We're like, oh, hey, like, how you doing? Like from someone from the community, they go mental. Like, don't know, Xander, it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you gotta find a way to break out, toss the ball with the dog, you know, spend time with fam, find something to clear your head.
Yeah.
Clear your head because, you know, you can suffer from mental exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the worst thing because obviously, you know, when things are happening and everything's going right, if you feel fantastic. And that's why we love doing this podcast, because we wanted to create something special. So that's why we created this inspirational podcast, to inspire others such as yourself. Because there's other people out there, young developers, young entrepreneurs that want to do something successful, want to create something. And, you know, you guys are just another stepping stone of people that have said, you know what, doesn't matter that we're halfway around the world. Look what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's passion. It's passion. And it, you know, I love that. I think more and more people need to realize that passion and relationships are priceless when it comes to anything in this life. And we talk about relationships all the time. If you go around burning bridges all the time, you eventually don't have any bridges to cross.
Yeah.
And you guys literally built a bridge from the East Coast to all the way in the UK. I mean, literally, like, you know, and this beautiful friendship blossom happened all because of an idea from an app.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's the crazy part. And, you know, personally, not to get all, you know, sad, but, you know, like, I'm very grateful for having Jay, regardless of anything, just even as a friend, just to like, you know, vibe with, let alone just somebody to work with. You know, it's been an absolute pleasure. So
that's very nice of you. Yeah. I hate working with you.
Yeah, I know. the main reason I keep Jay around too is because if we do end up playing games and I have to and I get a clip and Jay gets to scream in the background, it automatically like amps the video to a 10 because you have a British accent in the background hyping you up, and it's just that much better.
It's the only reason my clip won, wasn't it? It's because I screamed and people are just like, oh, it's a British guy.
Yeah.
It is.
I actually,
screaming ahead, in the background.
It helps. Dude. I mean, we use you in Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, having some hype, man. I know on my personal stream, I was going through a bunch of clips, and somebody, I think Bob from your community, Jay, submitted one for me to go over, and I said, oh, that clip automatically went to a 20 because you had Jay screaming in the background, like, how good you are or something. And I was like, that's literally perfect. And everyone was like saying that they wanted to hire somebody British for background commentary on their gameplay.
Yeah.
For their clips.
For real though, British accents and stuff like that. I mean, you guys, I mean, literally, I think we're the ones that don't speak English properly, but, you know, especially me, forget it. I make up words.
I remixed it.
I make up words. I remix as I talk, it's like, but you know, you guys really do as hosts and commentators, you really do have a very unique edge, which is, it's almost calming and inviting. You know, it really is.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
You know, Dalit, what's your next question?
All right. Question number two. If you could like snap your fingers and change anything about this app right now, what is something that's on your list? Like no coding, no nothing. You just have this magical like
genius,
right?
Club.
And you can just like, boop, and then that's what it is. What,
I would put Jay first.
Okay. So for me, this is something that we're working on in the future, but if we could click our fingers right now, I'd get streams embedded onto it. Like, so not, you can't stream on the button.
This man's a genius.
But like for your Twitch stream, so you'd still be ranked by gravity, and it'd be dependent on the game you're following, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're like, I don't know who to watch, like there's no one on, like if I went onto my Twitch right now, because I follow a lot of people in the US, yeah, there's only two people online. So if I'm like, okay, cool, I don't want to watch Horizon Dawn or New World, which are what they're streaming, I can go, okay, I want to watch a little bit of Apex. So I can go onto Apex and scroll via gravity and be like, okay, cool, this person looks pretty cool. And it just gives people another reason to, you know, grind that gravity, because actually you can genuinely be discovered from it. And it won't be based on views, it'll be based on gravity.
Love it. That is, love it. Ooh, Xander.
He stole my answer. He knows he knows that I've wanted that. We actually just a little teaser. We did figure out how he would do it. It's just that it requires a lot of like actual development time to do it. And make it work like really, like I wouldn't want to put it where you could click the stream and it crashes, and or like you can't, like we used to have it and it wouldn't put you in chat. It would just be the video. I'm like, that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, which is, we want to be able to be in chat, don't we? So you can actually physically be involved with it and you don't have to leave the app in theory.
Right.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we've figured out some ways to do both the stream and the chat and how we would do it. And, you know, we could customize it and make it look like hover. And like Jay said, we could use the gravity and everything. For me, my main thing, which is a big, like, direction that we're taking right now, is I just want it to work fast and not bug for like all our basic like core stuff. I don't want it to stutter for a second. I want a video to load faster, whatever it is. And you know, we have some stuff working on it and we have some stuff currently. It's just, that's what it is. Cause I would normally say algorithm, but I know that that's going to get crushed in the next few days. So like, man. We just did our first version, our remake, and it was unreal. And like last night, we were up for 5 hours, like until like 3 a.m., debating how we want to handle like people who like post new, like a new post. So like the whole question is, you have somebody who has an established post and you have somebody who just posted, but you don't, and you're not allowed to look at it. How do you tell if it's good or not? Like, you know, the first 10 minutes, first hour, first day is crucial to identify that. And like, we were going over like how, like the actual math and rate of likes versus views and all this other stuff, just trying to like understand how you can compare the two. But that one I'm not worried about. I think we got that one.
Okay. So now this is cool. Like the listeners have been vibing with y'all. The streamers that haven't downloaded, content creators who haven't downloaded Hover yet. Now this is the pool right here. Can you explain to me what gravity is? Watch this, y'all, or listen to this, y'all. The Real Scouts is who brought Hover to me. You know what I mean? Shout out.
Okay,
to
yeah.
And that's when I sent it to Rascality Game. That's where you get your Don D, your Pixie Tans, your Hijack Gamings, like everybody else. Like that's, they got it from that. But he brought it to me and I was like, all right, he's like, yeah, man, yeah, this is gravity. And I was like, what? And he explained it to me. So from the creators, what is gravity?
I'll take it from Alex.
Sure.
So I'm just going to just spin it off. And if this is going to be like a pitch sale. So Hover is the only social media platform on the planet where you can actually affect the algorithm and you can physically see where you sit on the algorithm. And that is, we call our algorithm gravity. You can gain gravity by various like types of ways. You can get it by following people, by liking, sharing, commenting, all that type of stuff. And equally, when someone comments, likes, shares, follows you, you will get, you know, every action is gravity. We also then have other, we have like gravity giveaways for coming to the show. You get a bit of gravity, you know, for winning a show, you get gravity, for referring people, you get gravity. So there's all these types of things. Now, some of you are probably thinking, I'm just going to go spam like everything. We have like anti-spam filters and stuff like that. We obviously don't divulge those so no one can get around it. I'm sure someone will one day, but you know, that's literally it. So it is really, really, really in your own hands. So if you can upload a couple of videos and then you can go and engage with other people's content, you can like climb up the leaderboard and you can physically see where you are on the leaderboard. So if you're number one and you know, you're posting some good content and people are liking it, you're going to stay number one.
It essentially is our system to encourage like interacting with your community genuinely.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, like everybody else genuinely, you're going to give them a like, you like, you want to now spend your GG, like you want to like something, you want to comment, you want to go out of your way and like maybe throw that like post that you saw in a comment. And like it's that just that it pushes you to be just that little bit more like part of the community. That's how I view it. And we're also going to like take some other things into consideration. But yeah, you know, it's how you sit on the algorithm. Exactly, Jay.
That is such a big deal, man. That's a really big deal. That's what got me, and I'm sure it just got a lot of other people too. And everything else that y'all have going on with the app, that is huge. That's a really big deal. Just the gravity in and of by itself. Like, you have a phenomenal app, but say you had a potato, right? And you had the gravity aspect, you know what I'm saying? That's a really good baked potato. But the app is just it's really, really good. It's you did a great job. Y'all are doing a great job.
The insight, the hierarchy, the platform,
man.
Man, the vision is real. The vision is real.
Yeah.
Like let's just start saying you guys are going from Padawans to Jedis. you know, and it's happening quick. And I love the fact that you guys have this amazing team of visionaries. It isn't like you're just having to come up with one idea. You guys are literally coming together with ideas, and that's what keeps everything so beautiful and fresh. You guys are literally a good match, you know, and this is just from seeing you guys for a short period of time. Literally, you guys are a good match when it comes to working with ideas and businesses, and that's important for success.
100%. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun, I'll tell you that.
Sorry about that. What do y'all geek out about? Besides, like, when you're not, I guess I should say before, because you're never not, like, thinking about this for the most part. So before this was a thing, what were you into? It was comic books, so of course gaming. You told us about the gaming. What other media do you consume? Is it music? What is it?
Mine is real football. So as you guys would call it, soccer.
Wow. That was aggressive.
Yeah.
Hey, I call it football.
Yeah.
And Star Wars. I have a massive obsession with collecting Funko Pops. So
okay.
Star Wars. No,
he's obsessed. Yeah. He's obsessed. For real.
I'll tell you a little secret. In the UK, you'll probably be able to find these. I may re-release them. I'm not sure yet. But in the UK, these Data Saber mounts, I invented these. And I shipped a ton of them to the UK. It actually turned out to become the number one lightsaber mount in the world. Yeah, but everybody's like, oh, re-release them. Well, with COVID, it's a little hard shipping things, right? It's really crazy in the world. But what was funny was, like, Ray Park, who's an awesome guy, my Sifu and him competed in 93. I did wushu. I did all kinds of martial arts stuff. And that's how I became friends with Steve Coleman, who is someone else who's part of the Olympic team in Britain, who's actually like one of the world's best wushu martial artists. Even at the age of 41, he's 7-time world champion. And the guy is humble as could be. He literally had to write the scholars and say, hey, I want to go and I want to do wushu. Could you imagine, you know, like asking scholars like 20 years ago that you want to study a foreign art in all the way in Britain? You're 16 years old. You got to go by yourself, sleep on a cot. And they're like looking at it like, what is this wushu? You know, and then yeah. they sign off on it, and the guy becomes a 7-time world champion, surpassing Ray Park. I mean, you know, again, the vision, you know, and I see you guys are putting it out there. You're hungry for the success, and you're going to see that the days of sleeping on a cot are going to become something even bigger. And you guys are going to be part of these beautiful EA tournaments and things like that. I really see it happening. I would love to have you on the show down the road, even in some of the live streams. We could do live podcasts and stuff where you guys will actually be able to kind of tell the community on what's new, what's going on. Because one thing I haven't talked about yet before we start getting to the end here is you guys do amazing giveaways. I've watched
on
Twitch. If you guys are watching and you guys need some money, for your setup or some video game stuff, let me tell you something. You guys better download this app or tune in. It's Wednesdays. What days? Go ahead and fill them in.
Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, 7 p.m. EST.
Yep. And, you know, we might play around with the time a little bit or something, but those days, what do you say? It was Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, we do the classic clip challenge where, you know, sometimes it'll change up, but, you know, we get a bracket. We choose 16 clips, whether it's for a specific challenge or it was for the top 16. And the chat votes and, you know, it goes head to head, goes all the way down. You get a finals and, you know, winner takes away, you know, $150, $300, depending on the night. And, you know, second, third and fourth all get something too. And we do like chat giveaways too, just for being there, and Gravity for just being there. So, you know, we're trying to have everybody win. It's not necessarily like the people who are just in the bracket. And then we do some bigger stuff too, which I don't know if Jay wants me spoiling it right now.
When's the podcast go out? Depending on that weekend.
This podcast right here.
Yeah, this one that we're talking on.
This one we're doing. I'm gonna probably, everybody's bugging me to release it tomorrow. So I could literally release it tomorrow for you guys. Bro,
exclusive.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah.
So last, when was it? It was in May, right? We did it in May?
May, yeah.
In May, we did something called Next Top Streamer, where, you know, we had 1,000 submissions. We chose 16 of them, and we actually had them compete live, where they would do a 10-minute, 20-minute, 30-minute audition, and the chat would vote, and we'd have three judges. And the winner of that actually took home $5,000 to kickstart their stream, like do the whole thing right. And we had some unreal competition, if I'm
some real good ones.
Like people that, you know, we watched and we're like, these people are going to be famous. Like they're going to be the next big streamer. Like it's a fact. And there were, you know, thousands of auditions, and, you know, a lot of them were unbelievable. So we're going to do it again. We changed the format a little bit, but we're doing, you know, the same kind of thing. We're doing Next Top Streamer version 2, where, you know, it's still a $5,000 prize pool. We're going to divvy it out a little bit different, but
yeah.
You know, it's going to be some kick butt stuff. I'm very excited, and, you know, some potential sponsors and everything that I'm not going to spoil. That one I'm not allowed to spoil. Okay. I would get action. Wait, unless you want to, I don't think we talk on it because we didn't sign any paperwork yet.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Let's still wait.
Yeah. That's what I'm big on. We can't have it all yet.
Listeners. Yeah. You got to tune in.
I'll tell you this. I learned this the hard way. You're not allowed to talk about anything until you sign paperwork because, you know, people flake last second. Like, it's nuts.
Yes.
Even big companies, you know, like they'll talk you up a storm. And then, you know, moment comes, you know, it's time to rock and roll. And they're like, yeah, no, we just decided not to do it. And you're like, well, okay, we just planned everything around it. So I'm not going to spoil that until paperwork signed, but as soon as they do, we'll literally shout it to the heavens.
It's 100% big though, isn't it? Like,
yes, it's big. I'm not one to exaggerate it. It's big. But yeah, the Next Top Streamer thing is gonna be a lot of fun. I think that was the secret weapon, I think, to getting a lot more users. I think people will see the potential of it. It's our best show by far, I think.
I love it. Dude, it just keeps getting better. I mean, literally, I'm almost floating on my own gravity here. I mean, seriously, God, the inspiration. Seriously, you guys got me amped. Like I'm thinking in my head, like, what could it be?
Yeah,
you know. And Jay's over there. He's trying really hard not to say what it is.
Yeah,
he's really the one. Dying. He's the one who wants to shout it. That's why I made sure I caught myself. But once the paper's signed, he can go crazy. It's just, yeah. So You know, we're trying to think of always new stuff to try to keep people involved and, you know, encourage them to post and be involved in the community. And, you know, there was some crazy stat, Jay, that I was looking at it with the pitch that me and Jake were going over. And it was that like a certain percentage of streamers end up like quitting within like 90 days of trying.
Yeah. Yep.
Like viewership numbers. I think it was like 80%. And I literally had, you know, I was going over it with Jake and I was like, we should just write like, we want to stop that. Like, we don't want to see people quit. Like, we want to give them that chance that like, dude, it's impossible. You can't just hit start and just get discovered. Like, Twitch is not looking out for the little guy. Like, that's what we want to be. We want to be the person, the group that, you know, at least gives you the opportunity. And listen, like, not everybody's naturally meant to make it, but we'll at least give you the fighting chance. That's like the whole point.
Not everybody's meant to be huge, but I feel like if you can have friends, you can kind of be a streamer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
it's 100%.
People come in and vibe with you. And that's what I do at Riskality Gaming too. I when we crossed over from Mixer, like 90% of my guys and girls were had a sub button within the first like 60 days. You know what I'm saying? So it's the little guys are important, you know? Yeah. They're like, yeah.
Need to help. 100%. You need help. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now. I think you guys are amazing. I've already said this before, and I'm truly going to reach out to my community as well as Sneak Energy. I think you guys need to be a part of Sneak because I love your visionary. I love your product. I think you guys could rep Sneak to the fullest because it's all about inspiration and passion. And, you know, what shirt is that you got on, Jay? What shirt is that?
Oh, it's a Defiant one. It's to do with mental health.
See, dude, I love it. Look at that.
Sure, yeah. It's a nice look.
Bro.
Be defiant.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You know, and that's like little things like that. You know, it's your personality, but it's also your subconscious and your intuition on how you are as a person inside and out. And that's huge because, you know, that's your foundation. That's what makes you special and unique in your own way. Be who you are. Be original. We're basically almost 50 minutes in. I don't want to keep you guys all day because I know you got tons of meetings and stuff. All I ask is in the future, would you guys like to be on our podcast in segments here and there where we could kind of give a little hint of what's to come and talk a little bit more about your growth as we go down the road?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to it. I think we just need to schedule some days that it would happen or whatever it may be. But, you know, definitely down to come back if you guys are willing to have us.
Absolutely. You know, you inspire me. And Jay, I want to know those crazy ideas. I want to keep hearing those crazy ideas come out. It's paying off, buddy. You're doing a great job with those ideas.
Thanks. Well, hopefully they'll work. We'll see after this weekend.
Yeah.
Dal, you have any last questions?
No more questions, but you guys shout out all y'all's handles, of course.
Yeah, you give your sponsors, everybody a shout out, whoever you want, feel free. Where can they find you? Here we go. Where can they find you on Twitch, on the internet?
Okay. So, Hover in general, you got the Twitch, Twitter, which are the only two that I'd really focus on shouting at. And, we'll say the Discord, but, twitch.tv/shareonhover, all one word. And our Twitter is twitter.com/shareonhover @shareonhover. Not Sharon Hoover, which people for some reason think our name is Sharon Hoover, which, you know, is just unfortunate. One day we'll get the name Hover. And then if you ever want to just join the Discord and see what we're about, it's discord.gg/hover. So nice and easy. And then personal stuff. I'm Hover Xander. So just put the word Hover in front, no space. Same Twitter and Twitch, or twitch.tv/HoverXander and twitter.com/HoverXander. Nice and easy.
Touch a bot, Xander. And then mine is just all of my socials are just J64 with 3 A's. It's nice and simple. Twitch, Spotify, Instagram, YouTube.
And that's JAAY64.
Yeah. That is correct.
JAAA, that's what I call him.
AAA, if you guys get stuck, call Jay.
All right, we got like 30 more seconds. Last things, don't forget about the LFAM streamers music, you guys, and also July 30th, y'all already know what it is, really big giveaway. So that's it. That's all we got.
July 30th. What are we giving away, Dal?
An Xbox Series S and Elite Controller 2.
Let's go.
Nice.
Amazing.
Let's go. Wow. Yo, huge shout out. If you guys don't have Hover, the app right now, get on it. I'm going to put all the links. Everything's going to be in there. Guys, I appreciate you, your success, your inspiration, and keep up the good work because you guys are going places.
Y'all be good unless y'all want to be bad.